Mishnah Gimel, we learned earlier on in the Masechta that a destructive action, something which one does in order to destroy something, as opposed to a constructive act for a positive outcome, one is not chayav for such an act. So for example, if somebody tears clothes in a destructive way, he won't be chayav on Shabbos. However, it's forbidden to do so. But when it comes to food, for food purposes, the Rabbanon did not forbid this, and therefore an act of destruction is forbidden for the sake of food. Shiver odom esachovis, one is allowed to break an opening into a barrel, into a big container, le'echel himena gregreis, to eat from the dried figs which are inside the barrel. Uvul vajleis kamalas is clear as long as he doesn't intend to make a utensil by making a good opening. If the opening in the barrel which he makes is done in an exact way, and so that it's a useful opening, then it's forbidden, because it's like fixing the utensil. On a similar note, v'ein nekvim megufo shel chavis, one is not allowed to make a hole in the seal of a barrel of wine, because again, to make an opening in the barrel is considered to be making a utensil, or at least fixing it, which is forbidden on Shabbos. See Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachom matirin, however the chachom permit it. The reason being is that we're discussing a hole at the top of the seal. Now, in general, people would not make a hole at the top of the seal of a barrel, because that way you could have little pebbles or dust falling into the wine through that hole. Rather, people would generally make a hole in the side of the seal, so that way they could pour the wine out through that hole, but at the same time, dust and pebbles wouldn't fall into the barrel via the hole. So since making a hole at the top of the barrel, at the top of the seal, is considered unusual, it is permitted according to the Chachomim, but they agree that v'lo yikvena mitzidah, one cannot make a hole in the side of the seal of the barrel, because that is a usual hole which is made, and it is therefore considered like making and improving a utensil. Now what happens if he wants to do the opposite? V'mhoisen akuva, if the barrel was already pierced, it already had a hole in it, and he wanted to close up the hole, perhaps so that dust and pebbles wouldn't get in, l'yitin aleho shava, he cannot place wax on top of that seal where the hole is, because then he'll smooth the wax onto the seal, and smoothing soft things like wax onto something is a tolda of the melacha of smoothing animal hides, removing the hair and making it smooth, so that is forbidden midoraisa. And indeed, Omar Yehuda Rehuda said, Maisa Balefim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'Arov. A story once came in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the place called Arov, where somebody put wax on top of the seal of a barrel. The Omar and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Chayishishen le'mechatos. I am concerned that he is now chayv to bring a korban chatos for smoothing the wax on the seal, which is forbidden mid'oraisa.